This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The Burt Show.
As we come in here this morning, I think if we went around the room and asked, I think we'd all be on the same page that the hour and a half that we spent with Usher yesterday was probably one of the most epic days all of us have spent in radio.
It ranks up there very, very, very high.
It hit me when I got home, like, wow. We just talked to Usher. Like,
For an hour.
It's amazing.
So, yeah, yesterday at around 1 o'clock, Usher came in here, 1:30. Usher came in here yesterday.
You called it.
Yeah, well, that's just superstar time right there. And frankly, he probably had till 2, 2:30. Or 3. Or 5. We just stuck around. But Usher was in here yesterday, and we got him on a day where he was ready to talk, he was ready to be vulnerable, he was ready to be wise, he was ready to be fun, and as I've told these guys over and over and over again, I think when it comes to interviewing celebrities, which I've certainly soured on the last couple of years, because I don't want to really, like, talk about meaningful stuff, you know?
So you want to keep it on, like, superficial level.
Yeah, it's not nearly as fun anymore, you know. And radio, the format of radio has changed also to where we used to have celebrities in here for an hour and we would talk to them. These long-form interviews don't really happen in radio anymore. So it's not as fun to do. But either way, so Usher comes in here yesterday. I'm not really sure what to expect. We'll explain the history here in just one second. And at the end of the day, it ended up, I think, when I look back at my career, I'm going to look back at that day and say what he allowed us to do with him yesterday was probably one of the top five experiences I've had in this industry.
It was very, very cool to be a part of. And I think a lot of that had to do with your all's history. And the beef was squashed, but re-squashing the beef and just setting a new tone. It was hella cool to witness.
So we're still editing the interview because it was so long. So we're going to put it up in a couple of different parts. We'll play some of it for you on the show this morning. Then if you guys are huge Usher fans, what we'll do is we'll put the whole thing up online later so you could listen to it unedited and listen to all the nuances and everything else. But just to start off and give you a little tease before we play more of it later on in the show, as Kristen was referring to, I got to go back 20 years for this thing to even start with Usher. And it goes something like this. When Usher and Chili were dating from TLC, she came on the show and I was interviewing her. And during that interview, I asked her about the relationship because there were rumors that they had broken up. And she said that Usher had committed the ultimate no-no. Now, I didn't go in and go, so you talk about sex, right?
I'm talking about infidelity, right?
Be specific.
But it was the ultimate no-no, and everybody assumed that that's exactly what it was. Well, as luck would have it, or unluck would have it, Usher was on the schedule to come in, I believe, like the next week or so. So this thing is still hot. And keep in mind, this was 20 years ago when we didn't have X. We didn't have Instagram. Anything that went viral was through People Magazine and Us, and at that point,
like
Entertainment
actually
Tonight.
In the magazine.
Yeah. Wow. Well. Abby, magazines. A
couple pages.
So when Chili said that, it was not only national, but it was worldwide entertainment news, and it was the first time or second time that the Burt Show had ever had that kind of press before. It was a huge story. So Usher was coming in the next week, and I can't remember what project. He certainly wasn't coming in specifically to address that. It was something else. I can't remember what it was. But dude walked in here heated. Now, he was 25 years old at the time. And your perspective at 25 is very different than his is now at 45 that you guys saw yesterday. He was heated. And I think even before the interview started, maybe he said something to the effect of, I just want to let you know that this show, and he's pointing at me and everybody else that was in here, is the reason why Chili and I aren't with each other and we won't be with each other for the rest of our lives or something like that. So he stopped me in my tracks and I said, we're the reason? I said, and I specifically remember saying, you have to take responsibility for your actions. And at that point, it escalated and it really got really, really heated. So that's how our relationship started. Now we fast forward to yesterday, and I am not sure how this is going to go. He's been in here before, but there have been tense moments, and it's been very superficial. So when he walked in, I didn't want to talk about it at all. It was 20 years ago. I told these guys, I'm not going to bring it up. If he brings it up, then we have to go down that road.
No, and we also got an email saying, don't bring it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. After we had made that decision, though.
Yeah, for sure.
So Cassie thinks that she was observing Usher more than I was. I was kind of nervous when he walked in studio. She thinks he might have been just as nervous about this interaction we were having yesterday as I was.
Yeah, I mean, he was pretty quiet, as you are when you meet a new group of people, but it just seemed the way he broached it, and you shut it down a couple of times because you're like, yeah, we're not going to go that route because you had, you know, made the decision not to, and he kept bringing it up, and it just, the way he approached it is the most tentative I've ever seen a celebrity talk in an interview. So he definitely, you know, and he didn't dance around it. Like, he brought it up. So I think he went in to clear the air, and I thought that was super, super cool.
He almost like demanded that we talked about it.
Yes. It's like he wanted to get off his chest.
Yeah, I just, I didn't want anything to do with it. And when he brought it up, I'm like, no, man, no, because I didn't know where he was going with it.
And I'm excited to listen to this because I was opening up a bottle of champagne at the time. So I was trying to focus really hard on not screwing up the bottle of champagne while trying also to listen to all this tea.
So when he starts opening up about it, I think, in looking back at it now, he wanted to, this is crazy. The words that are about to come out of my mouth are crazy. What you're about to hear is him saying that from that tense exchange, that was his motivation to write the songs on what is widely known as one of the greatest R&B songs of all time. And it started with the friction between Usher and I. The name of that album is Confessions. Here he is telling us. There's a lot to talk about, man. Yeah. So we brought it up initially, so let's just go ahead and stay there.
On the heels of one of the most incredible albums of my catalog, right, Confessions 20 years later, we got to talk a little bit about some of that moment and the amazing things that happened in it. Because of that moment, I got to tell you some things that happened.
Let's just go ahead and start there.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who weren't here 20 years ago, we just had a conversation about the fact that we hadn't really had a combo maybe in the last 18, mm-hmm. maybe 20 years, right? So the woman who I was dating at the time, Chili, she had a conversation with you, mm-hmm. right?
It was a couple days before you came in.
And as a journalist, you did your job by making certain that you gave her the space and then reported what you saw or heard and also to what you guys spoke about, right? So now the ultimate no-no came out of that conversation. And with that ultimate no-no then led to the conversation that became Confessions. After that dialogue, the conversation of, oh, did Usher get a girl pregnant on Chili? It all started right here with this man.
Wait a second.
Oh, don't tell him that.
I didn't know that.
Yo, just so you did not know, that's what I'm saying.
No.
So what happened is, after that combo, that then spun the combo of, and by the way, we were still in the middle of me and her kind of, we were still talking, but not really. And we kind of moved past the idea of being in a relationship. But hey, the ultimate no-no was what it was. And after that, the Confessions album came out and the rest is history.
Wow.
But she didn't say what the ultimate no-no was.
So when you came in here, you were pretty fired up that day.
Yeah, I was hot.
You were really, really hot. Yeah. And I told these guys I didn't want to even go back down this road.
Well, we're celebrating it now because it became a success of almost 20 million albums sold. Great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sounds like it was the springboard to something really, really great.
Oh, wait, you said something to the effect of
this show is responsible for the breakup of you and Chili.
Yeah.
And that's when I said, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be responsible for your actions. And then we got into it. And man, it's past us.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. How about putting the past in the past?
Yeah. You buried it a long time ago.
Yeah. We did.
And now we're going to put champagne on it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
That is, I mean.
What?
when you heard that, were you even able to absorb it when he said that?
No. No.
I don't know how you could. Like, I still can't. I got chills hearing it again.
And
what a gift for like, it was a gift for him to, like, free me of that tension, because I think the moral of the story is something really great came out of a very rocky start of a relationship, you know?
I think there's a lesson to be learned there, because I think a lot of people experience that. I think a lot of people take really horrible situations that happen to them, whether it's romantically or career-wise or whatever. You take these bad situations and you can either let it define you, or you can take control of it. And he took control of it and made it part of his destiny and his journey with confessions. And yeah, a little something to do with that.
Isn't that crazy, man? So I was too stunned at the time to think about it, but it was Kaylee's wife who hit me up later and said, "That's a great story. Where are your royalties?" That's a really good point. Where's my money?
Because he said you inspired not only the song Confessions, but the entire album. Yeah. And that is a iconic piece of work right there.
You know what's better than notoriety? Cash.
Better believe it.
So bear with us while we're still editing an hour and a half long interview. And we'll play it in a couple of parts for you. But there's a lot to chew on today. And if you can't listen to it live, listen to it later. But he told us, he gave us some nuggets yesterday. He told us that 2 hours before the Super Bowl halftime show, his back seized up on him.
It locked up.
Can you imagine that?
It locked up on him. And then there was the question that you asked him, what I would never have thought also.
Yeah, because, I mean, my podcast listeners on In The Moment made it very clear to me, as much as you have playfully talked about this Usher and your girlfriend relationship, you better bring it up. And I wanted him to tell me if he was actually comfortable with the fact that the Trey Songz mantra was more so forced on him. So we got the answer out of him.
Dang, he just gave it up yesterday. And it's an interview that we should all be really proud of. And I think that you guys are really going to enjoy listening to it. Even if you're not a major Usher fan, you're going to want to listen to it, because listening to any kind of A-list celebrity that's on that level really be truly real and vulnerable is something special to listen to. So bear with us, and we'll play it throughout the show this morning on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.